grateful to have the time to have a chat with the Auckland Emergency Management Duty Controller, Andrew Clark, joins us. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, Tim.
So, thanks for your time. What's the current state of Auckland and what do Aucklanders need to know right now?
Okay, so look, the situation has stabilised significantly from the small hours of last night when we were standing up evacuation centres or CDCs for folk who were displaced from their homes or their cars or were stranded. So we set up three of those, one in the north, one in the south, one in the west. Yep. Those are fully functioning now and have people in them. I think the northern one is pretty light, but the others are being used. And we're focusing on providing emergency accommodation for those people today, pending, you know, their inability to get back to their homes because of the damage. The number of calls that we've had or queries that we're needing to attend is dropped down to very, very small level. So we're confident that we are getting to and helping the people that we need to help, which is good. We're focusing on getting our teams out to do damage assessments, our regulatory building control, building experts to do building assessments, and also urban search and rescue for more serious situations. So getting a situation assessment of what the damage is, how many people impacted, number of properties, and so forth. The other piece of advice I'd like to make public is the weather is dissipated, but we're expecting some more rain in the next 24 hours. Nothing like yesterday. More spotty is the Met Service description, but some of it could be localised and intense. So just an awareness that, you know, there are still weather front issues, but not of the severity of yesterday. We would encourage people who need some assistance in their community to reach out to their community support groups. We're seeing a number of instances across the city where various groups, whether it's businesses or local community organisations, helping people in need, and very grateful for that and encourage that to continue. Those who are displaced should only obviously return to their homes as and when it's safe to do so. Seek technical advice, don't make assumptions, and don't try and drive through damaged roads. And you know, there is significant damage, so health and safety first.
How many people have been displaced, do we know?
Well, that's what we're getting a handle on right now, Tim. So, we know at daylight we can get out and actually do some aerial surveys as well as on-the-ground surveys. So we're focusing on getting that data as quickly as we can. It'll be iterative, you know, as we get through more of the assessments, we'll know more.
Will people who have been displaced, I guess they would rely on expert advice before they can, about knowing whether they can return to their homes or not?
That's right. You know, the technical people will be saying, well, no, it's not safe to return. I think the last time this happened, there was perhaps not a sticker system, but some system that indicated, you know, whether you could return or not. So all of that will happen again.
What about roads and slips and things like that? What's the process for assessing and, you know, traffic management and et cetera?
Well, it's twofold. You've got Auckland Transport in the Auckland sort of urban region doing that assessment. There's been quite a lot of damage to State Highway in the north in particular. We're dealing with issues where we need people who need medical assistance and they need to get from A to B, and that's compromised by the State Highway. So we're looking at whether we can use the new highway for that. So actively pursuing what we need to do to make sure that people who are in urgent need are okay. People who have roads that are blocked or still flooded, they'll be much more aware of that in daylight hours, and we would urge common sense to prevail.
And I guess when it comes to, we've got about 30 seconds, with blocked drains and things like that, obviously rain is still going to mean there's going to be a fair bit of flooding, would there be?
Yeah, there's a lag between the rainfall and when the flooding recedes, but it will be starting to happen. But we do expect some more rain. So that's a watching brief, and the Met Service is keeping us apprised of how that's developing. Apparently there's another front coming in a bit later.
Thanks very much.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.